Hare Krishna. Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, ninth chapter, text number 22, and title of the chapter is Brahma's Prayer to Creative Energy. And translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Let the Supreme Lord be merciful toward me. He is the one friend and soul of all living entities in the world. And He maintains all for their ultimate happiness by His six transcendental opulences. May He be merciful toward to me so that I, as before, may be empowered with the introspection to create. For I am also one of the surrendered souls who are dear to the Lord. Please repeat translation. Let the Supreme Lord be merciful toward to me. He is the one friend and soul of all living entities in the world. And He maintains all for their ultimate happiness by His six transcendental opulences. May He be merciful toward to me. So that I, as before, may be empowered with the introspection to create. For I am also one of the surrendered souls who are dear to the Lord. Purport. The Supreme Lord, Purushottama, or Shri Krishna, is the maintainer of all, in the both the transcendental and the material worlds. He is the life and friend of all because there is eternally natural affection and love between the living entities and the Lord. He is the one friend and well-wisher for all, and He is one without a second. The Lord maintains all the living entities everywhere by His six transcendental opulences, for which He is known as Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma prayed for His mercy so that He might be able to create the universal affairs as He did before. Only by the Lord's causeless mercy could we create both material and spiritual personalities like Marichi and Narad respectively. Brahma prayed to the Lord because He is very much dear to the surrendered soul. The surrendered soul knows nothing but the Lord, and therefore Lord is very affectionate toward to Him. Hare Krishna. As all of us we know, Brahma praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's a beautiful prayer toward to Lord. And, you know, and as we see in this particular verse, he's praying, he's begging mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that by that mercy, He will be able to create all these things. This is a symptom of a surrendered soul. Even Lord Krishna, He mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma kartaraham iti mannate. If Brahma wouldn't pray to the Lord, and he would just think, oh, actually, you know, I created by Lord himself, so I must be powerful. If he would have proud, what will happen? He will be categorized as a what? Ahankara bimudatma, one who lost all the intelligent. But here we can see, he didn't act as a mundane living entity. As he mentioned in the end of the verse, that I am also one of the surrendered soul. So, Lord Brahma, he's very dear to Lord, you know, Krishna. So he prays to Lord, by his mercy, he would like to begin the creation. Actually, by Supreme Personality of the Godhead's mercy, only Brahma able to create like great personalities like Narad Muni and all Chatush Kumar and all other, you know. Otherwise, we can see, you know, as a, if he would have not mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot do anything. Of course, anyone cannot do anything. Ultimately, you know, Krishna is performing everything, you know. There is a, in Vishnu Sahasranam, I think once in South India, there was a bit mistake. One Brahmin, he used to recite every day that verse, you know. Aprameya Rishikesha Padmanava Amara Prabhu. So one day he recited that Aprameya Rishikesha Padmanava Amara Prabhu. And all the pujaris, they were very upset. How come you did this mistake? Mara Prabhu means, you know, Mara means, you know, all the those who are died or, you know, already dead body. How come we, our Lord will be Prabhu of the, those inauspicious things, you know? So this is not good at all. So I think, I don't remember, I think they said, you know, not to recite anymore, something like that. And then Lord came to dream next day, night. And then he said, what do you think, you know? I am only Amara Prabhu. Why not Mara Prabhu? Everything came from me. I am Lord and Master of everything. Mara and Amar, everything comes from me. Eh? I am the controller. So, actually, you know, Krishna, he is doing everything. Brahma is just doing the secondary creation. It's a beautiful example. Like as a cook, we see, you know, Rajbhog will cook today, maybe, what is the Thursday? Bhaktivan Prabhu will cook. So, so, it, you know, prasadam will go upstairs and everybody will ask, oh, who made the sabji? And what everybody will say? Bhaktivan Prabhu, isn't it? Technically, did he make sabji? No. He just cooked them. He took the ingredients, raw ingredients, and put together and combined them such a way and he made a dish. That's his Brahma's job. Actually, sabji is not created by Bhaktivan Prabhu, you know. Someone has to go to market and buy them and they, that will be maybe, you know, grown by some farmer. So ultimately, nature is create that sabji, you know, by the mercy of the Lord, you know, by energy of the Lord. But cook, yet what he's doing? He's combining such a way and is creating different dish, you know, like pakoda, paneer sabji, whatever. So same work is Brahma doing. So that's called secondary creation. That's what he's doing. That's what he's asking mercy to perform that smoothly, nicely. And ultimately, by Krishna's desire, everything happening, all the creation. In this verse, I would like to stop here. Actually, yesterday was very auspicious day. All of us, we know, Akshaya Tritiya, isn't it? Day before yesterday, isn't it? Yes. So, day before yesterday or yesterday? Day before yesterday, yes. So Akshaya Tritiya has a very significant what is it called? Like so many auspicious things happen on Akshaya Tritiya. There is a lot of pastime performed in that day. First thing is that on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, Lord Parshuram appeared. Have you heard about Parshuram? So, and the Mother Ganga, she descended on the earth on Akshaya Tritiya Day, you know, by the prayers of Bhagirath. And on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, actually Treta Yuga begins. And on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, Vyasadev start compiling Mahabharata. And Shankaracharya, he composed Kanakadhara, one book which is very famous about the detachment, and such a beautiful book. And the day of Akshaya Tritiya, they start building Jagannath chariot in Puri. And it will finish, and of course, before Rath Yatra. So they follow very particularly in Jagannath Puri. And another beautiful pastime on the day of Akshaya Tritiya is Lord accept sandalwood paste from the day of Akshaya Tritiya and continuously 21 days. There's especially three deities. They celebrate very elaborately. Sri Govinda Gopinath and Madan Mohan. All of us, you know, very beautiful pastime about Madhavendra Puri. You know, how you know, important that pastime. Imagine, Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, he narrates this pastime to his devotees. Can you imagine how much dear is Madhavendra Puri? The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he recited this pastime to the devotees. You know, there's two stories. You know, one is about the Sakshi Gopal, which is Nityananda Prabhu recites, and another one is, you know, Madhavendra Puri's pastime. So Madhavendra Puri, Mahaprabhu starts this pastime. Actually, when he went to Ramuna and he had darshan of Gopinath, and he was ecstatic, and he was dancing with the ecstatic premak, and he was chanting and dancing, and then suddenly he stopped and he started reciting this pastime. He said, once Madhavendra Puri, he was in Vrindavan. And, you know, he is almost half mad, like, you know, acting like half mad, because he has no, you know, so-called conscious like other people. And he is only, his consciousness completely merged with Krishna, you know. He only want to know about Krishna, and he only want to speak about Krishna. There's, you know, nothing to do with other things. And he was ajachak vritti. What it means? If someone will give something, then only he will take, or he will eat that. If no one will give anything, he will do fasting. He never asked anything. So he was in Vrindavan, he did parikrama, Govardhan. After that he came to Govindakund. And he sleep very little. So he's chanting, you know, and then suddenly at the sunset time, one coward boy came and he said, Baba, you are doing fasting. So this is not good, you know. In Vrindavan, in our place, nobody, does fasting. So why you are doing? You know, this is not good. Look, here is milk. Take this milk and, you know, drink it. And I will come back and I will collect the pot because I have to take care of cow. I think I have to go. My parents are looking for me. So I have to go. So he gave that milk pot to Madhavendra Puri and he immediately left. And Madhavendra Puri, he drank milk and the taste is very different from normal milk. And boy was so attracted and so beautiful, you know. And his voice was so sweet. He said, melting everything. Actually, Madhavendra Puri wanted to talk more, but that boy said, no, my parents is calling. Maybe they are looking and I have to take care of cow. I have to leave. He said, okay, please collect the pot. So Madhavendra Puri, he was thinking, okay, when he will come for the pot, and I will talk to him. But he washed the pot, he drank milk, and he's feeling completely different, you know. And then he's thinking, okay, when that boy gonna come, and I will talk to him again. He washed the pot and kept it, but that boy is not coming anymore. And he was thinking, who is that boy, you know, how I can give back this pot? And I really like, you know, to talk to him again, you know. And he couldn't sleep because of, you know, this in the mind. And he's chanting. And the almost end of the night, he had some, I don't know what is called in English, tandra. Like little bit, very light sleep. It's not considered sleep, you know. Just he closed his eyes, half sleep. And that boy came to the dream. Same boy. And he said, look, Baba, you know, my name is Gopal. I live here. Actually, I'm living in that, you know, in front of you there is a big kunj in a jungle, bush. So I'm there. In a long time I'm living there. Nobody's bringing me in the temple. I'm there, and you know, rain and heat from them, I'm suffering. So you come and pick up me and make a big temple on the Govardhan Hill, and you know, start service. And he said, like, I am established by Bajranav, you know, in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna's descendant. So, can you, you know, call the villagers and they will help you. And Madhavendra Puri, immediately he woke up and he thought, is it a dream? I don't think so. You know, he thought, no, that's not the dream. The same boy came to my dream as I saw before. He came in front of me, he gave me milk. So then, you know, he called all the villagers and he went there. They cut the jungle and then they saw a beautiful deity. It just covered by, you know, dry leaves and a little bit mud. They, you know, dig a little bit and then they got the deity. As Gopal said, like, he's there for a long time and his body is very heat. Hot. So, Madhavendra Puri organized a big abhishek. They said 900 pot of water from Govinda Kund. So anyway, Madhavendra Puri made a big festival. And everyone start, you know, coming because Gopal appeared. They want to have darshan of Gopal. And everybody start giving donation, so many things, like whatever they have. Milk, yogurt. So, they had a feast, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described, same as when Krishna was there, that Annakut festival. Same, as big as that. So after that, you know, the Brajavasi was so happy. They started, okay, each village took the responsibility, okay, today we'll do festival. And today we'll do festival. So that's how they took that responsibility of festival. Like the, so they start festival every day in there. And thousands of people are having prasadam. So Madhavendra Puri were very happy. He was thinking, wow, and as Gopal's desire, so everything going smoothly and nicely. So one of the Mathura sheth, he came and then he built a temple, and some of them they built kitchen and everything. So now it's a beautiful temple. And two devotees, they came from Gaudiya. Gaudiya means Bengal. Gaudiya devotee. So two of them they came, and Madhavendra Puri, you know, request them, okay, you stay here and serve to Gopal. So they were very happy. And they initiated by Madhavendra Puri, and they start service there. Meanwhile, one day Madhavendra Puri, he was like half asleep, same as before. And then Gopal came, look, you know, my heat is not resolved yet. Can you go to Puri and bring Malayaja Chandan, sandalwood from Malay Parbat, that's his special sandalwood, and apply on my body, then only I'll be cooled down, otherwise it's so hot. So Madhavendra Puri said, yes, of course I can do, my dear Lord, I can do anything for you. So immediately Madhavendra Puri give responsibility to that his two disciples, and then he left. He came to Bengal and he met Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya very pleased to receive Madhavendra Puri, and then he took initiation from Madhavendra Puri. And he stayed a couple of days there, and after that he left for Puri. Because that time he was walking, and he reached to Ramuna. There's a very famous deity, Gopinath. So he chant and dance, you know, in front of Gopinath, and he was very happy to have darshan of the deity. And then he start asking about Gopinath's offering, because you know his desire is, okay, here as deity worship standard very high. See, if I will know how to they what they offering to Gopinath, so I can offer to my Gopal. He will be very pleased. And then Pujari start talking, and then Pujari mentioned about kshir, means condensed milk, not sweet rice. It's the boiled milk, and it is so tasty. They offer to Gopinath, I think 12 bowl. And Madhavendra Puri, he was thinking, oh, if I could taste, that would be very good, so I can offer. And because he is ajachak vritti, that means he never asks. If someone will give, then only he will accept. You know, so he's thinking, I don't know whether Pujari will give or not, but if I could get one, and then I can make for the Gopal in Vrindavan. While he is thinking, actually he saw Pujari was offering and taking voga in the altar. And immediately he thought, well, oh, before even Krishna having, I desire to eat that, you know. That's very offensive. So that's why we shouldn't, actually that's why as a deity standard, not everyone should see Krishna's voga before offering. You know, when people desire, they commit offense. So better not to do that. So that's in Puri, you know, they even close everything, nose, mouth, and only one person will see, cook, and then when it will transfer, only Pujari. And in Jagannath Puri, this is the what they do before they cook. Cooking, start cooking and offering, they will feed Pujari like anything. fully. Yes. They will have full stomach before cooking and before offering. So Madhavendra Puri felt guilty, very bad. He is thinking, before even Gopinath, I just, thought that's not good. And he was feeling very bad. That's why he left the Gopinath temple. And he lived, he want to stay at the overnight in the bazaar, in an empty market, because that market used only once a week. So he thought, early morning I'll just leave. And then he is chanting there, and Pujari, he did Sayanarati and he closed, shut the temple and he went home. And when he went to sleep, immediately Gopinath came in his dream. He said, "Hey, come on, wake up. I kept one bowl of kheer under my chadar. So go and give it to Madhavendra Puri." So Pujari immediately woke up and he took shower and then he went to altar. And he said, "Yes, there is a one bowl of kheer under the chadar." And he couldn't understand. When I offered 12, I took out 12. So how come one left, So that Madhavendra Puri must be, very dear to the Lord. He is very special devotee. So he took the kheer and Gopinath said, "He's there, in the bazaar." And then Pujari went there. "Is it anyone there by the name of Madhavendra Puri? Gopinath kept kheer for you." And then Madhavendra Puri said, "Yes, my name is Madhavendra Puri." And then he introduced himself. And Pujari said, "Wow, you are very fortunate, Even Gopinath, he hide, kheer from offering. And he want to give you. That's why he kept it under the chadar. How fortunate you are." And then he paid his obeisances to Madhavendra Puri. And he prayed. And he said, "Let me know if I can do any more service, anything." And then he left. And Madhavendra Puri took that kheer and he was chanting and dancing whole night. And after that he thought, "Well, tomorrow morning everyone will hear that Gopinath, he steal kheer for Madhavendra Puri. And all the people will come to see me. Yeah, and they will start asking. And it is, that's how the name and fame will, rise. So I don't want all this name and fame." And what he did, immediately washed the pot and break them, that mud pot, and put on his chadar's end. He tied that and he left immediately that place. And he went to Puri. And he came to Puri. But this is the natural for a devotee. Even the devotee don't want their name or fame, but Krishna is so merciful, they give. Ultimately, the name and fame, so-called all these material things, they run behind bhakti. Because Madhavendra Puri has pure love for Krishna. Because of that love, all the name and fame running behind him, even though he doesn't want them. So when he came to Puri, everyone already knew, he's that devotee, Gopinath, he's so dear to Gopinath. And when he asked some sandal wood and camphor for the Gopal, and everyone is so happy, they give everything. I think 40 kilo of chandan and 250 gram of camphor, they gave to him, all Orisha's devotees. And I think some of donated by king as well. And then king gave a letter so that he can pass all the border. Even that time was visa system. So anyway, so they gave him two servants. One for carrying sandalwood, another for helping here and there. So he was very happy. "Oh, I want to, finally I got sandalwood and I want to put on Gopal. He was so happy. And it's a summer season, very hot. He started walking and they came to Ramuna. before the day of Akshaya Tritiya. And Madhavendra Puri thought, well, maybe I will be stay tonight here and tomorrow we can again start journey. And the night Gopal came to his dream. He said, look, you know, I think you are doing so much hard work. I can't see where you are, you know. You actually, Madhavendra Puri, that time he was quite old, you know. So I can't see all of this. So what you do, you apply the chandan paste on Gopinath's body. And my body and Gopinath's body is not different. So I will be cooled down. And next day morning, he told to the pujari of Gopinath that, look, Gopal said that. And then because pujari, they knew, you know, Madhavendra Puri, and he said, hey, of course, you know, if Gopal said, of course, we should do. So then they start apply chandan there. And they applied 21 days from Akshaya Tritiya. And of course Gopal body cooled from that time in India, not here, of course here is now cold season. If you put sandal paste again, so it will be super cold. So from that time on, every year on Akshaya Tritiya, they put sandal paste on Krishna's body. In Mayapur, they really do it beautiful. Every day they make some, you know, some special pastime of the Lord with the different varieties of. Of course, Lord has unlimited pastime. Other day I saw what Raj Rajeshwar dress, the Lord of Radha Madhav. They really decorated beautiful. And I think last day of Chandan Yatra, they make blue Madhav. So they will color the Chandan paste with the blue color and they apply on the Madhav. And it's, you know, so beautiful. Actually, I like it. When they apply sandal paste completely, Madhav looks very different than as you normal see. And after narrating this story, Mahaprabhu said something really important things about Madhavendra Puri. He said, why Gopal just told him to apply the sandal paste in Gopinath's body? Because he is so inclined to his devotees, you know. He don't want to make all this hassle for the devotees, because if the sandalwood is very costly, you know. And that time there were so many Muslim small king, not king, even robber group was there. They used to rob people. So even though king given the letter, but when they will travel from the Orisha to Vrindavan, there are a lot of group is there. They may, you know, take everything away. So Krishna don't want to do that, you know. He don't want to make all the hassle for Madhavendra Puri. He just make it easy. And another thing, like Madhavendra Puri, he carrying the sandalwood, even that his old age, is not, you know, because of just if he would want, then there is a lot of people they can carry for him. But, you know, he himself went. So Mahaprabhu is saying, Krishna is testing the devotees. Actually, if Krishna wants, you know, he can cool down just himself. Why he need Madhavendra Puri sandalwood from the Puri? From the Orisha. Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Samrama Sebhyamanam. There is thousands of Lakshmi, they are waiting for service, you know. They are begging service, okay, if I'll get little bit service for the Lord, you know, they'll be very pleased. So Krishna just, actually, he want to show, look at my devotees, how much they are, you know, they're attracted to me, how much they are surrendered to me. They want to do anything, they're ready to do anything. That's what, you know, Krishna want to show. That's why, you know, he told Madhavendra Puri, go and get the sandalwood. You know, at the end of the chapter, Mahaprabhu said that. Now, I would like to stop here. And if there is any comments and question, please. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Jai Nitai Guru Premanande.